There are times when the praise of our God flows easily from our lips, when songs of thanksgiving pour not only from our mouth, but even more profoundly from our heart. We are caught up in the joy of magnifying our God, for we have tasted God's goodness. These moments may be surrounded by times of difficulty or by times of pleasant ease. They may be like the dawning of a brilliant day, the gentle sunshine of a pleasant afternoon, or the rays of light amongst the clouds. Somehow the light breaks through, whether through the gloom or in the clarity of bright skies. And then we know that we are God's and would wish that everyone would experience the closeness of God. There are times when we see God's glory, when we glimpse the majesty of God. We realize the grandeur of God, sense that beyond the vastness of the universe, the Holy Other is wrapped in light, inaccessible, in dimensions unimaginable. And yet, God cares for us. The one who made us leads us as a shepherd guides the flock. God has not left us alone, is not content to be removed from us in eternal glory or otherworldly bliss. No, the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. God is deeply involved with us. That is amazing to us, that is reassuring. But that also means that in this world where darkness often oppresses us, where evil forces oppose the goodness of God, in this world, we are called to fight the good fight, to hold on to God, even at times when praise does not come easily to us, when doubts overcome us, when the loud voices of discouragement shout down the assurance of God. We are called to make a confession, to tell our experience of God to others, in what we prioritize in our lives, but also in clear words of witness. This also means telling others about God's goodness and not only praising God in private, but publicly, so that others can see our thankfulness, a gratitude that endures even in the face of opposition and discouragement. Praise is not just restricted to those times when it comes easily to our lips, when it sustains us, but praise is also necessary at times when it is hard, so that it is a witness to God's goodness, and so that we ourselves are strengthened again. At times, the only way to unfettered praise is through praise, even when our voices are hesitant and the tears are not yet dry. In his epistle to Timothy, Paul also has to mention the corruption and infighting that harm any society, but in some form or shape also affect church congregations. He contrasts that with a good fight of faith, which does not encourage the negatives, but pursues righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. If we leave the works of darkness behind and follow God's goodwill, then God can be at work in this world, most encouragingly, even through us. For then we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who in humility and truth continued in faithfulness. Just thinking about God's faithfulness in Jesus Christ causes Paul to burst into doxology, into praise that erupts as we consider the marvelous grace of God. That is so in this letter and also throughout Paul's epistles. As we walk through our lives, we may also have time to marvel at God's goodness, God's glory, God's love, and then join in the praise of people throughout time and space.